All right. Thanks for being here this afternoon. We cover lots of different topics around the Umpqua Valley. We're going to talk about the upcoming event, something new and different from the Umpqua Valley Wine Growers. Ali Rogers, the executive director, and Rob Icola in from Whitetail Ridge Vineyards. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle.
So I guess, Ali, first of all, back up a step or two. The Wine Growers did for a number of years a different event in the summer. Then there's this pandemic that came along that kind of put a stop to that for the time being. But as you went forward, you kind of took a new turn. Talk about that.
So for now, this is, you know, what we're doing. It's the Harvest Tour, where consumers can buy a ticket to the event. That includes food and wine, and they choose which wineries they want to visit. So they will choose four wineries up front when they buy a ticket at four specific times to visit that day, September 21st, starting at 11:30 a.m., then the next one at 1 p.m., kind of every hour and a half. So they will create their own itinerary for their tour, join some friends, family, tootle around to the wineries, and it's a hands-on experience. That's what's most exciting about this event.
So when you say hands-on experience, what do you mean?
So it's called the Harvest Tour because it's happening during harvest this year. Harvest is probably going to start about a week, depending on kind of where the grapes are located. And the wineries will take the customers outside of the tasting room. So it won't be a traditional wine tasting experience. They'll take them into the vineyard or into the cellar and show them how wine is made.
So, Rob, you've been part of the organization for quite a while. What's your thought looking at this event and getting ready for it?
Well, it's just something different, Kyle. People are used to, you know, even with the bus tours, they would show up and be able to get samplings of wine and food, but nothing probably like what this is. This is more kind of in-depth into the really operation. Both, you have options to be able to go out in the vineyard and find out more about how the grapes are picked and when they're picked and just the processes. And for us personally at our winery, we're going to take people through more of a finished process. So we'll have the harvesting equipment all set up. They can see what the harvest process looks like, and we'll take them through some, again, through some aged wines and be able to let them taste some different wines and the differences yeast make and some other issues. So it's just a much more hands-on into really the wine process as well as being able to taste some wines.
At whatever level people are at, I think, you know, in terms of their interest in wine, especially in local wine, a lot of people really don't know that process. They see they see property, they see grapes growing, and then somebody hands them a bottle. But there's a whole lot of work that goes in between.
Sure. And this gives them an opportunity to actually see those processes, be able to touch and really experience those processes. And when you go onto the site, you can see there are 16 different wineries that, and we're a number of us will have some of the same experiences, but they are different. And Ali can maybe take you through some of the differences.
Yeah. So in the vineyard, customers bring your camera and maybe don't wear your fanciest clothes because you'll get the opportunity to stomp on grapes if you want to. Lucille Ball images of what have you.
Don't wear white.
There we go. So in the vineyard, guests will be able to squeeze grapes either with their hands or with their feet, depending on which winery you visit. And you can even get a little geeky and measure the sugar content in the grapes with a refractometer.
What?
Refractometer. There you go. So there can be as much science to it. And, you know, it's a balance of science and art, of course. And then you can see in the vineyard being shown how grapes are pruned. You know, it's past that time that we would do that step in the vineyard. But you'd get to experience what that is like. Moving into the cellar, we should have some active fermentations going where the grapes have yeast on them and they are turning themselves into wine. And you'll have the opportunity to punch down, pump over. That's a way of stirring up those grapes while they're fermenting. So you get the good color extraction, the good flavors, the tannins. So you'll just really be able to try your hand at winemaking, if you will, during this harvest experience.
So, Rob, as you got into this a number of years ago, you came, you really had two careers at the same time for quite a while there. Now, knowing what you know now, can you believe how much you didn't know then?
How much I still don't know, Kyle. This industry is changing and constantly changes, and we're all always trying to strive and make better wines. And so it's a constant learning process. This is nothing you ever really achieve or master. It's something you continue to grow with the industry. And I think that's what makes it exciting. It's never the same every year. It's not the same for me, but it's also not the same for our customers or those that experience wine, because it changes every year.
I would think about now, a lot of the grape growers, a lot of the winemakers, this is kind of the nervous phase. You've worked really hard for months and months. You think you know how things are going to go, but you really probably are watching the forecast 24/7.
Oh, absolutely. It can be a magical part of the year, and it can be a frustrating part of the year. But, you know, right now the year's looking really good. We are on schedule for our grapes. We're on schedule to probably start the end of this month. Unfortunately, I probably won't have grapes by the 21st, but we're a high elevation vineyard, so our fruit comes on a little bit later. But there are some varietals that will be available. So, again, you can kind of pick and choose what you like to do. And I think what's nice is you can pick a venue out in the vineyard. You can also pick some venues in the cellar. And the experiences, the other nice thing is you can go to the website and it describes the experience, which I think is really good, because I've looked at them and there's some great explanations and just different activities to do. So none of us have patterned it. We tried to make it individual. So even if you go to my winery that's doing more finishing processes and you go to another winery, we're not going to be identical in what we do, which is really neat. And you can look at those descriptions and get that figured out.
Well, we had that 0.85 of an inch of rain in one day a few days ago. It sounds like people were scrambling.
Yeah, obviously we look at disease pressure, but right now, again, we've got this warm, hot weather coming into play, and actually stress on the plants as it's late is the biggest issue. I mean, we have to watch these heat cycles can get pretty demanding, because we've got pretty heavy fruit loads, or at least I do, and so we have to watch that and make sure the plants are being taken care of.
So, Ali, as you put this together, this is a lot going on. How are people able to, do people need to pick vineyards, wineries that are close together? What's the best way to do this?
Great question. So we've kind of organized the wineries in the Umpqua Valley. As we know, the Umpqua Valley is large and goes all the way up to Elkton. So we've grouped into three different regions, four up in Elkton, four kind of in the north part of the Umpqua Valley, and then eight down in the south. Customers can choose any winery within any region, but if you want to, you can stay within that region so that you're driving less.
Yeah, because I'm just looking at simple logistics, and essentially you're going to have an appointment time, right?
Correct. Yep. So you've got four wineries that you will choose, one at each of the four specific appointment times.
And your job is to get out of there at the right time and get to the next one on time. So it's going to be a very tricky day, and somebody's probably always going to be yelling that you need to be speeding up.
So we've got an hour and a half between each experience, starting at 11:30. So the wineries will take about an hour for their experience. And then, customers will have the opportunity to buy wines before they leave, finish up their food, finish their wines, and then about 30 minutes to get to the next winery. If you know your next winery is nearby, you can hang out for a little bit longer and relax.
All right, we're going to take a break more. When we come back, Ali Rogers, Rob Icola, Umpqua Valley Wine Growers Association. The interview, a podcast, of course, after one at 541radio.com. 1246 at News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1 tomorrow on the program. We're going to talk about the dedication, grand opening, however you want to frame it, of Ford's Pond. Now that the massive project there has been completed, we'll have folks from the City of Sutherland staff and also from the Ford Pond organization on tomorrow's program. That event will be happening late next week. We'll tell you more about that tomorrow. Right now, we're talking about the Harvest Tour with the Umpqua Valley Wine Growers, Allie Rogers, Executive Director, Rabbi Kohler from Whitetail Ridge Vineyard up in... How would you describe that? Your area, Looking Glass.
Looking Glass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
kind,
sure.
Kind of Looking Glass, kind of Melrose area. And you're how high are you up?
Almost 1,500 feet.
So that makes a big difference.
Yes, does. Usually a couple weeks behind everybody here in the valley. So, and there's some differences in the wines too, but that's the other unique characteristic is you go about 2 miles, fly by the crow, and you're at Abicella. And just the difference in that microclimate is huge, what we produce.
Right. And in a typical growing season or oftentimes in the summer, in the warmer weather especially, I mean, the temperature difference between Melrose, for instance, and Abicella a lot of times could be 7 or 8 degrees on a given day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, big differences. The other thing with being up on a ridge is we get evening breezes, afternoon breezes. So we that makes a big difference, too, on how it cools the fruit, doesn't oxidize the acids out as much. So it makes a different character of wine than what everybody does in the valley.
And Kyle, this is kind of what we've talked about before on your show, is the diversity of wines that we can create here in the Umpqua Valley because we have those different microclimates that are created by the hills and the rivers in the area. So this is something that, you know, locals can feel proud of when they're boasting to their friends and family that come visit is, you know, we've got Cabernet Sauvignon and we've got a lighter Pinot Noir. I mean, we have it all here in the Umpqua Valley, and not very many wine regions can boast that. They usually just focus on one or two grape varietals. So it's really something that we're proud of here.
So what time does that event run during the day? And the date is?
Saturday, September 21st. We did have to move it back 1 week because of the Oregon State Civil War game. That's pretty important in our region. And we've got a lot of winemakers that are football fans, too. So it'll be roughly 11 to 5:30. The first specific event starts at 11:30. So your winery number one on your itinerary is at 11:30, and we actually had some custom software designed for this event. So when consumers are buying their tickets, it helps them choose which winery to go to at spot number 1, 11:30, 1 o'clock, 2:30, and 4 o'clock.
Yeah, you've got a map here. I'm just looking at the site that kind of takes folks around. And for instance, you know, if you're at Abicella, your next stop probably should not be River's Edge.
That would be a 50-minute drive, maybe?
Right, and you're not going to make it on time. So some ideas there. You've got a lot of folks participating in this. Have you ever seen anything quite like this before?
So not in the Northwest. There's one region down in California I saw that's doing something similar, but kind of not as in-depth, because it is quite a big ask of these winemakers that are in the middle of harvest making wine, kind of the biggest time of the year for them, to take a break from that and to educate consumers on what they're doing and to show them and let them do a little bit of the work. Hopefully they don't kick their feet up too much. But so it's a very unique experience, and we are going in depth.
And kind of a chance to learn some things but have some fun at the same time. And it would, seems like it would be a really good, especially because somebody in your party is going to be doing the driving, like a group activity. If you've got, you know, an SUV that can accommodate 6 people, 8 people, whatever.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, get a big group together in the biggest vehicle that you have access to. And then, you know, one person gets to enjoy all the delicious food, and then you get to buy them drinks afterwards.
And Rob, what are you looking forward to most about this?
I think that the experience is going to be unique. We don't set up, and most of us as wineries, you know, when we do tastings, whether it's out at a show or whether it's somebody coming up to our winery or tasting room, it's pretty simplistic, whereas what we're setting up, and I know a number of the other wineries are doing the same thing, we're going to have equipment set up, or we're going to actually have a demonstration of what processing looks like. So we'll have, for example, a bin dumper that dumps into the crusher destemmer, then it pumps over to using a muss pump into our press, and then from the press it goes either into an open fermenter or into a tank. So most people, unless they're up at our place, will not see that process. So that gives us a chance to be able to show them what the process looks like, and then we'll take it one step further and talk to them about yeast, be able to taste some of the wines, and then I'll have wines in barrel. So we'll be able to do some sampling so they see the difference that aging comes into play, but also what we're really trying to focus on. It's more about the wine and the process than it is just tasting. So it's just a different emphasis.
Looking at the site, it looks to me like when you go through, make the selections, then this is pretty user-friendly, that you're going to end up with an online ticket that tells you exactly where to go, when to go, and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to make it as simple for people as possible, but yet give them the choice. As you said, you know, on the website, we have an in-depth listing of what each winery is offering. It even talks about what food they're going to be offering. So you might want to choose the wineries based on what food they're splurging on. Just lots of different opportunities there. This is also a great opportunity for people new to wine. This won't be a glitzy, glamoury experience like you might get in a tasting room in the Napa Valley. This is going to be hands-on, getting dirty. This is going to be a good intro. Small groups, there aren't going to be more than 20 people at each winery at a given time. So you can ask questions. It's approachable. It's a great way for people new to wine to kind of get into it, feel comfortable, and not feel like they're going to say something silly.
So the website address is?
UmpquaValleyWineries.org.
And what's the cost for the tickets?
The tickets are $85, and that includes wine and food at the four wineries and the educational experience, too.
And we should mention, not today, because we've only got a minute and a half left, but we're going to give away a ticket or two along the way here.
Yes, you'll need to stay tuned to KQEN for a ticket giveaway coming up about within the next week, yeah.
So you've got this coming up fairly soon on the 21st?
Correct, yeah.
And is there a deadline?
Yes, thank you for asking. Ticket sales stop that Sunday. I don't know the date offhand.
15th.
Thank you. So that we can give the wineries enough notice of how many guests to expect at each of the four times during the day so they can prepare the food. As Rob mentioned, the food's going to be more in depth than just a small bite. So we really want to have accurate numbers.
And then, so people aren't, they just are going to the site. You don't have to, you're not contacting the winery. You're not doing any of that.
We make all those reservations for you. Yeah, exactly. We take care of it all for you. So the wineries will know to expect you. You don't even have to print out your ticket. You just show up at the time at the winery and you're good to go.
Wow. It sounds like going to be a fun experience. And again, an opportunity in the next week or so for a chance to win some tickets here. So be listening for that. Give folks the address again as we wrap up.
UmpquaValleyWineries.org.
And if people want to find out more, it's really all there, right?
Yep, Harvest Tour. It's the first time we're doing this event, Saturday, September 21st.
Allie Rogers, Rob Iacola, guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks so much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.